Radio Daily. So look at that, Rika and Eve. And it's like we never stopped doing this. It's just, it's right at home. It's just, it's all familiar again, right? That or we're caught in a time loop. Except I know it's a different year. Never mind. Did I happen to mention that I don't write the year wrong? I'm not writing 2019, but for some reason I keep writing 2200. Hi, everybody. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. That's not a joke. It's a true thing. I don't know why I do it. I type it. I'm typing up notes all the time, and I type 2200. I'm like, no, that's so not right.
How far into the future are you?
I don't even know anymore. We can talk about that later. Welcome to the 16th of January. The folks that are bringing it to you today, well, the man has decided, you know what? Sure. Conference calls. Let's do it. I'm going to tell you this, his podcast is Rich Siegfried.
That sounds like too much fun to me.
That's how he feels. And hey, I say conference calls? No thanks, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Yeah, I'll be sure to put that on my to-don't list.
What you got for me, sir?
1939, the Superman comic strip premieres. The series will run continuously until May 1966.
1956, the United States government's automated air defense system, the semi-automatic ground environment, SAGE, is disclosed to the public.
1961, the Bell System proposes a new service called TELPAC, Telecommunications Package, which would create electronic highways between specific points over which many types of communication might be transmitted.
And I might ride them all night long. 1965, the 48th and final episode of the sci-fi anthology TV series The Outer Limits, The Probe, first airs.
1969, Soviet spacecraft Soyuz 4 and Soyuz 5 performed the first docking of manned spacecraft in orbit, as well as the first ever transfer of crew from one space vehicle to another.
1973, the USSR Lunokhod 2 lunar rover begins to survey the surface of the moon via radio control, because nobody was inside. The rover will make astronomical observations, measure magnetic fields, perform laser-ranging experiments, and shoot footage video of whalers on the moon gone wild.
1983, according to Twin Galaxies, Joe Carson scores a record-setting 75,865,365 points playing the Williams Electronics arcade game Defender at Sandy's Arcade in Cheektowaga, New York.
1998, NASA officially announces that John Glenn, who was the first American to orbit the Earth during the course of the Mercury program, will re-enter space as a member of the crew of the Space Shuttle Discovery during a mission later in the year.
2003, NASA launches the Space Shuttle Columbia on its 28th and final mission. 16 days later, on February 1st, the Columbia will disintegrate as it re-enters the Earth's atmosphere, killing all seven of the shuttle's crew members.
2009, electronics retailer Circuit City announces it is unable to find a buyer following its Chapter 11 bankruptcy and will be liquidating its 567 U.S. locations and finally close on March 6, resulting in the loss of around 30,000 jobs, all because Steve Anto wouldn't listen to me.
Jake Epstein, 33, from Degrassi, The Next Generation, Suits, and Designated Survivor.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is 41, from The Force Awakens, Moana, Hamilton, Mary Poppins Returns, his Dark Materials.
And the upcoming The Heights.
How do you talk to an angel?
I don't know. I'm hoping to find out. Debbie Allen is 70. From Fame, JoJo Dancer, Your Life is Calling. That sounds like an anime. Ragtime and the 2009 Fame.
John Carpenter is 72 years of age from, you know, gave us Dark Star, Halloween, Escape from New York, The Thing, Big Trouble in Little China, In the Mouth of Madness. So many good things, and the bad ones I won't mention.
At least we put a movie in between those. Otherwise, it'd be The Thing in the Mouth of Madness. That sounds nutty. 1887, John Hamilton, Flash Gordon. Gordon Conquers the Universe, Maltese Falcon, and Perry White on The Adventures of Superman.
1901, Frank Zamboni founded the Frank Company. Oh, the Zamboni Company.
I think they do iced hot dogs. 1907, Alexander Knox from Son of Dr. Jekyll.
1908, Ethel Merman from It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And of course, Airplane.
1917, Carl Karcher founded Carl's Jr.
1979, Aaliyah, who had a tune or two, but you might have seen her in the movie Queen of the Damned.
Gone too soon. On CBS, we've got a new Young Sheldon, the unicorn mom, Carol's second act, and David worries for his safety after observing a woman's evil instincts with his own eyes on a new Evil.
On ABC, oddly enough, it's the last days of Richard Pryor.
NBC has a new superstore, The Good Place, Will and Grace, Perfect Harmony, and Eleanor SVU.
Over on Fox, it's a new 1 hour of Last Man Standing, and then Bill and the team search for a mysterious shooter who left a deputy injured in a new episode of Deputy.
CW, Dean and Cass work together with the hope of getting a step ahead of Chuck in a new Hanson Brothers Ghostbusting Power Hour known as Supernatural, which I guess is crossing over with Chuck. That'd be interesting. And Legacies.
Over on Freeform, when a single father dies from cancer, his awkward and estranged son offers himself up to be the guardian for his two teenage half-sisters, not in the new Party of Five, but in Everything's Gonna Be Okay.
AMC has The Last Stand.
FX has Baby Driver.
FXX Simpsons Marathon, A Midsummer's Nice Dream.
There you go. FXM is showing what is obviously the inspiration for Star Trek Picard, Logan.
Yes, yeah, so good. I wonder how they knew to cast. Now, IFC has Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1 and 2.
Paramount will be showing The Green Mile.
Civi has Star Trek Beyond.
TNT is showing Basketball. They're showing Basketball. Sorry.
WGN has a MASH marathon, so you guys know what I'm watching.
Science Channel has a new What on Earth? But tonight on That Their Lifetime Television for Women. Brooke is starting over in a new town with her mom and a wealthy stepdad when she befriends a new guy she meets at school, which leads her to being abducted from her own home. When Brooke's mom realizes what happened, she takes it on herself to find her daughter and soon ends up on a collision course with a deadly kidnapper. Pedro Carrera, Andrew Bogart, Paige Cersei star in Kidnapped by a Classmate.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad and Stefan have turned a restaurant into an after-hours nightclub. And while Sarah is away on a school trip, Lexi decides to go out and have some fun. But the fun turns into a one-night stand, so Chad has to teach her the rules of engagement after her 14-year absence from the dating scene. He tells her you can't be all that if you want to be a dating rebel. Go on multiple dates first, at least 24 of them. Jinkies, hashtag Chabby, forever.
Okay, let's read a couple of letters here.
Good morning, my geeps. Thanks to Wednesday's Clue and Google, I believe Chad and Abby are treading the boards on Glee. Well, no, I'm sorry, they're not. I never got around to thanking PRS for his assist on the GIF debate, Geek Radio Daily. Clearly, the hard versus soft G is arbitrary across the English language. How do fish respirate? It doesn't matter. None of it's real. Anyway, until geeks stop debating pedantry online, mine will always be GRD. That's Garrett from Anaheim. See, it doesn't matter. Now we have, am I ever going to be able to reveal my name again? Mr. Flynn, I love that your mom cries because Sam from Quantum Leap still hasn't been able to get home. See, that's where we differ. I think that he was told you can go home, but he doesn't want to. He wants to help people. It's one thing that didn't make me cry, but I couldn't enjoy Lost in Space for the same reason. And they even teased us with Will Robinson going home, maybe for Christmas, for a few minutes. At least he wasn't separated from his family. And there were cartoons that, sorry, I can't recall the names, that featured characters taken from their home or home worlds, and the series, of course, didn't return them. At least Voyager brought the Voyager and crew back to the Alpha Quadrant. Quadrant, yes. Home, no. And, Flynn, your mom is a gamer? For her sake, I hope she's still happily married, but if she isn't, no, after my previous email, you probably don't want to think of me being anywhere near your mom. Sorry for any unpleasant images. No, my mom's not a gamer. My dad is, but he only really plays Battlefront. I wish you and yours the best. Name withheld again, please, because I'm not stupid.
My mom's a gamer. Only emotional games.
Oh, snap. If you've got somebody that name withheld can possibly get up with, who's a gamer is a plus, drop us a note, won't you please? We'll be the Geek Love Connection. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail to
510-GRD-CROW.
I have the bad feeling we're opening ourselves up to liability.
And we'll figure it out in 2 and 2.
Beautiful. Tuning into Sci-Fi TV. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Brent Barrett.
I'm Kevin Batchelder.
I'm Wendy Hembrock.
The Viewer's Guide to Genre Television.
Welcome, everyone, to a special Supernatural-focused bonus
Hello, everyone,
show.
And welcome to The Fae Files,
a family of podcasts for the genre-loving television viewer.
Welcome to Saturday B Movie Reel.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Study
welcome
Group.
Welcome to the Top Genre Characters of All Time Countdown.
And tonight, we're going to be talking about Game of Thrones Season 3.
Find us at TuningIntoSciFiTV.com.
Hey guys, this is Claire Kramer from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. We still talk on a almost daily basis, if you change your definition of daily.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready, prepare for blast off.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Well, you know, just call no fragging. It's easy. What's out today, sir?
Well, we have The Alliance Alive, a turn-based RPG for the 3DS written by the creator of Suikoden, and not Sudoku, Yoshitaki Murayama, just look it up yourself, about a group of 9 protagonists. I apologize for messing up your name. It's available now for the PC.
Super Crush KO, a 2D brawler from the makers of Graceful Explosion Machine for Switch and PC.
To the moon! It's an independent PC adventure game by Freebird Games, which details the Honeymooners, which heavily focuses on story. It features 2 doctors traversing the memories of a dying man to fulfill his last wish, presumably to send his wife to the moon. It's available now for the Switch.
A Long Way Down, a deck-building roguelite RPG set in a dark and tormented world. Assemble your party and use your cards to survive. Fight and build your way through a dark maze of monsters orchestrated by an evil mastermind. Your choices will lead you to judgment for the PC.
Well, I don't want to be judged, so maybe I won't play that. Self, a Kafka-esque adventure puzzle game for the Switch and the PC.
It bugs me.
That's a smart joke. I got it.
Regina and Mac, a 90s-style 3D platformer for the U. Look at there.
Sorry, James. A story-driven meta-puzzle game about decrypting files. It's available for the Switch.
Tokyo Mirage Sessions, #FE, an RPG set in modern-day world of music and art featuring characters and gameplay elements from Intelligent Systems Fire Emblem franchise mixed with elements from the Shin Megami Tensei franchise, finally, for the Switch.
Oh, the hashtag, that's probably a music thing.
It is, but I didn't realize it was musical until I read further.
Fair enough. Dragon Ball Z, Kakaro, formerly known as Dragon Ball Project Z. Why didn't they stick with that? That name's easier. And it's available for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Hovership Havoc, a twin-stick shooter with third-person boss battles. Traverse through randomly generated top-down environments, destroying all the enemy robots you encounter for the Xbox One.
Far out. It's a first-person adventure game, available for the Xbox One.
Never Again! A first-person quest with secrets and puzzles for the Switch.
Ooh, both of them.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. And now it's official. The CW has announced officially that Superman and Lois, which centers around Tyler Hoechlin and Elizabeth Tulloch's performance of Clark Kent and Lois Lane, has been picked up as a series.
I wonder if this will show the long struggle to get over Krypton being canceled.
Oh, snap. Superman and Lois have been picked up for a season by the CW following the October announcement that the network was considering it. It'll focus on Lois and Superman as they juggle life as working parents, with Lois being a hard-hitting journalist and Superman doing, you know, Superman things.
You know, like bullying John Constantine, doing pornos with Big Barda, his monthly torturing of beefy Jimmy Olsen.
Keep in mind that Crisis on Infinite Earth Saga introduced their son, who'll play a part in the series, and considering that they sent their baby away on a rocket to be saved, will he get into some timey-wimey aging stuff and involve so the kid can talk?
Now, TV shows really don't do babies well.
Nope, sorry about that, Family Guy. Superman and Lois will be helmed by Todd Helbing, with Greg Berlanti, Sarah Schnetter, and Jeff Johns as executive producers. No word on premiere dates yet, but probably fall 2020 or spring 2021. The CW recently renewed its entire catalog of shows, with the exception of Katie Keene, we gotta see, and is set to announce its new pilot slate soon. We're still waiting to find out whether the Arrow spinoff, Green Arrow and the Canaries, will get picked up too after its upcoming backdoor pilot. But enough about Soup's movie with Barda.
Another wrong has been righted in our world as Build-A-Bear is giving the people what they've been patiently waiting for. Baby Yoda stuffed animals. Yes, build your very own version of the child you may. You okay?
I felt a great disturbance in the force, as if millions of Etsy shop owners suddenly cried out in terror and were cease and desisted.
Demand for all things Baby Yoda has skyrocketed since the debut of The Mandalorian on Disney Plus in November. Baby Yoda apparel is already available on a number of retail sites, including Amazon, Kohl's, and StarWars.com. Plush toys and figurines by Disney and Hasbro are only available for pre-order and won't be shipped out until April or May because the series creators were so intent on keeping Baby Yoda a secret, they didn't tell toy companies about it.
Which really upset George Lucas.
It was, in fact, a bold move, and we applaud them for that. The news was announced at an investment conference by Build-A-Bear CEO Sharon Price John. I'm excited to share that we'll be one of the first companies to be able to provide the new digital and internet phenomenon who is trending higher than all of the presidential candidates combined, she said. We now will have the child, also known as Baby Yoda.
Will they also make a bop bag version?
Only for America's number one most hated man, Adam Paley.
Yesterday, Microsoft ended their support for Windows 7, and Microsoft, of course, is encouraging users to upgrade to Windows 10 to keep devices running securely and smoothly. On Microsoft's website, Windows 10 will cost you about $139 for the Home Edition. However, you don't have to shell out the cash. You can get it for free.
Dude, that ended in 2016.
No, it technically ended in 2016. When Windows 10 was first released July of 2015, they did the unprecedented thing of offering Windows 7, 8, and 8.1 users, hey, a free upgrade to 10 through July 2016. But in 2017, Ed Bott of ZDNet reported the free upgrade tool was still functional, and as it turns out, it still is, right now as of this second.
Wow, so Microsoft actually has a bug that aids people for once.
Windows 7 users who didn't upgrade to the new version will no longer be able to get Microsoft security updates or fixes or technical support for any issues, leaving your computer at greater risk from viruses and malware, especially considering the sites you go to. While Windows 10 users have experienced a number of bugs over the years, upgrading remains your best option for keeping your computer safe, analysts say.
Well, they're saying not using Windows at all keeps you safer.
Truth. Here's how you get your Windows 10. Currently running a licensed and activated copy of Windows 7, 8, or 8.1 Home or Pro, go to Download Windows 10 website, under Create Windows 10, click Download Tool and Run. Choose Upgrade This PC Now, assuming it's the only PC you're upgrading. Follow the prompts. When it's complete, go to Settings, Security, Activation. You'll see a digital license for Windows 10.
What if I'm still using Microsoft Windows 1995?
If you have a Windows 7 or 8 Home license, you can only update to Windows 10 Home, while 7 or 8 Pro can be updated to Windows 10 Pro. The upgrade is not available for Windows Enterprise. Other users may experience blocks as well, depending upon your machine. This upgrade, using the media creation tool, isn't meant for the general consumer, but it works for many people nonetheless, until Microsoft hears our show and closes the loophole. So hurry!
Will they upgrade my Microsoft Windows Millennium Edition?
Verizon launched a new search engine claiming that its OneSearch service will offer users more privacy than the standard options in a market dominated by Google.
Well, good. Competition makes us all better.
Hold on. It seems Verizon's actual search results are provided by Microsoft's Bing, but Verizon added several privacy-focused features while retaining the ability to serve contextual ads.
Bing? So what, they only protect privacy on porn sites?
Verizon already offered one well-known search engine, namely Yahoo's, as a result of buying Yahoo's operating business for $4.48 billion in 2017. Yahoo's search results are also provided by Bing, but they don't come with the same privacy promises.
They don't? Those Yahoo's.
Verizon said OneSearch comes with these privacy-focused features. No cookie tracking, retargeting, or personal profiling. No sharing of personal data with advertisers. No storing of user search history. Under the search bar is a toggle to turn on advanced privacy mode. This encrypts your search terms in the search URL, masking your search intent from third parties, Verizon says. The resulting encrypted search results link will expire within an hour, adding another layer of privacy in the event that multiple people use the same device, or if a search results link is shared with a friend, Verizon says.
Well, so families can share a computer again. And I don't have to freak out about where my dad's been.
The Verizon search engine homepage says, OneSearch doesn't use cookies, period.
You call this technology?
The EFF's privacy badger, they have a privacy badger, detected a potential tracker that's tied to the u.uimg.com domain, indicating a connection between OneSearch and Yahoo's image service. What Verizon apparently means is that it doesn't use cookies to build ad targeting profiles.
So they just use those thin cookies.
Diet cookies.
Each contextual ad is based only on each individual search that you perform, and it does not take into account any of your previous search history or any other personal data that identifies you, Verizon says. For example, if you search for flower shops, we may display an advertisement search result for one or more flower shops. They sometimes provide you search query and or your general location to advertising partners in order to provide you with advertisements and search results, but the information they receive is never identifiable to you as we do not provide your IP address to any advertising partners. Of course, they're also not saying anything about cell phone information, but so you should be fine if you use their browser. Now you just need to learn how to not be socially hacked by Facebook quizzes.
What happens when you take cells from frog embryos and grow them into new organisms that were evolved by algorithms?
Then hell would come to Frogtown.
Well, we're told that you'll get something that researchers are calling the world's first living machine. Though the original stem cells came from frogs, the African clawed frog, Xenopus laevius, these so-called xenobots don't resemble any known amphibians. The tiny blobs measure only 0.04 inches, that's 1 millimeter if you're smart with science, wide, and they're made of living tissue that biologists assembled into bodies designed by computer models, according to a new study.
Those blobs did not come from the Forbidden Zone, did they?
Hope not. These mobile organisms can move independently and collectively, can self-heal wounds and survive for weeks at a time, and could potentially be used to transport medicines inside a patient's body, scientists recently reported.
And easily kill people once they connect, gain sentience, and become PondNet.
Biologists fed a computer constraints for the autonomous xenobots, such as the maximum muscle power of their tissues, how they might move through a watery environment. Then the algorithm produced generations of tiny organisms. The best-performing bots would reproduce inside the algorithm, bow-chicka-bow-bow, and just as evolution works in the natural world, the least successful forms would be deleted by the computer program.
Noted fighter of killer frogs, Ray Milland, warns they will delete us.
The study authors then brought these designs to life, piecing stem cells together from self-powered 3D shapes designed by the evolution algorithm. Skin cells held the xenobots together, and the beating of heart tissues in specific parts of their bodies propelled the bots through water in a petri dish for days, and even weeks at a stretch, without needing additional nutrients, according to the study. The bots were even able to repair significant damage.
Come with me if you want to live, okay?
Which means they can never be stopped. If we aren't careful, it will soon not be easy. Not being green. GRT is licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions. Non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
Hasta la vista, piggy.
I'm sorry I didn't have a Clarence Frogman Harvey joke in there for you, but what you gonna do? I really needed a Corey for that, and it's just not happening. GRD is like to the Creative Commons Attribution, not commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Check out Facebook, Twitter, and all the webs, you know, the things and the stuff. Send us notes, please. Talk to us. Otherwise, we get lonely. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or you can send a voicemail, too.
510-GRD-CREW.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done.
What the hell are you still doing here?
Attention. The arcade is now
good night, suckers!
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye, then.
Push it, click it, press it, flick it, tune it in, turn it on. This is what you watch it on. Any way you work it, integrate your circuit at the city. Circuit City.
Come to the place you're welcome. Technology with a heart. Welcome to Circuit City. Web services state-of-the-art.
The future at your fingertips, with all the right connections. Punch a key and you can see the new video directions. We can turn your car into an audio star. We're the one you want for the way you are.
At Circuit City, trained sales counselors are one of the reasons we get higher customer satisfaction ratings than any other specialty home electronics and appliance chain.
A gadget and a gizmo for electric machismo. Some amplitude for the radical dude. We're tuned into your attitude.
Come to the place and welcome technology with a heart. Welcome to Circuit City, where service is state of the art. Welcome to Circuit City, where service is state of the art.